It's Friday, April 9th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A forward-looking report released every 4 years by the U.S. intelligence community notes a number of worrisome global trends. The pandemic is only one of them. Meanwhile, we've got some news on the union election at the Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama. Did Amazon break the rules and taint the results by having the Postal Service install a special mailbox for ballots? And lastly, the White House rolled out several new gun control measures yesterday. There were also at least 2 more mass shootings in South Carolina and in Texas.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The forecast is not sunshine and rainbows, folks. The Associated Press reports that U.S. intelligence officials are painting a dark picture of the world's future, writing in a report released yesterday that the coronavirus pandemic has deepened economic inequality, strained government resources, and fanned nationalist sentiments. Those assessments are included in a global trends report by the government's National Intelligence Council. The reports, produced every 4 years, are designed to help policymakers and citizens anticipate the economic, environmental, technological, and demographic forces likely to shape the world through the next 20 years. This year's report focuses heavily on the impact of the pandemic, calling it the most significant singular global disruption since World War II, with health, economic, political, and security implications that will ripple for years to come. Nations in different parts of the world set new records yesterday for COVID-19 deaths and new infections, according to the AP. The report says, quote, COVID-19 has shaken long-held assumptions about resilience and adaptation and created new uncertainties about the economy, governance, geopolitics, and technology, end quote. The document finds cause for concern in virtually all aspects of life, the AP reports. It warns, for instance, that the effects of climate change are likely to worsen the problem of food and water insecurity in poor countries and hasten global migration. Though health, education, and household prosperity have made historic improvements in recent decades, that progress will be hard to sustain because of, quote, headwinds, unquote. Not only from the effects of the pandemic, but also aging populations and potentially slower economic growth. The report also warns of eroding trust in government and institutions. Maybe that wouldn't be a problem if they did a better job of looking after people.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Here's what we know about the hottest labor story in the country. The first ballots counted in a closely watched bid to unionize an Amazon warehouse in Alabama were heavily against the effort, according to an unofficial tally of the results by the New York Times. The union seeking to represent workers said there were 3,215 ballots cast, or about 55% of the roughly 5,800 workers who were eligible to vote. Hundreds of ballots are being contested, mostly by Amazon, according to the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. Responding to the early results, Union President Stuart Applebaum said the system is broken and, quote, Amazon took full advantage of that, unquote. As of 7 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, the Times' unofficial tally counted 456 yes votes and 1,084 no votes. Counting resumes today. 1,608 votes are needed for the union to win. Union elections are typically held in person, but the labor board determined that the election should be conducted by mail to minimize risk during the pandemic. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports that emails among U.S. Postal Service employees show that Amazon pressed the agency to install a mailbox outside its Bessemer warehouse, a move the union contends is a violation of labor laws. The union has complained about the mailbox, which the Postal Service installed just before the start of mail-in balloting for the union election in early February. It has argued that the mailbox could lead workers to think Amazon has some role in collecting and counting ballots, which could influence their votes. Amazon spokeswoman Heather Knox said the mailbox's placement was intended to make voting easy. Sure, they're just trying to help. President Joe Biden announced an array of executive actions yesterday intended to curb gun violence, following pressure from activists and fellow Democrats in the aftermath of two recent mass shootings. This according to the Washington Post. The president announced new rules on firearms that are assembled at home, which lack serial numbers and are harder to track, among other moves designed to make it harder for unqualified people to obtain dangerous weapons. Biden also named David Chipman as his pick to run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Chipman is an advisor to the gun control group founded by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was severely injured in a mass shooting in 2011. Biden's moves come amid growing impatience from gun control activists that the administration has not acted more quickly, the Post reports. Biden promised that he would take action to limit gun violence on the first day of his administration, but that fell by the wayside. The issue of gun violence moved to the forefront after two mass shootings, one in the Atlanta area in which 8 people were killed, and another in Colorado where 10 were killed. And it just doesn't end. The AP reports that one person was killed and 4 wounded yesterday in a shooting at a cabinet-making business in Bryan, Texas. And at least 5 people are dead, including 2 children, in what police in York County, South Carolina yesterday called a mass shooting, according to the Post. The AP and the Charlotte Observer reported that the suspect, who was identified as former National Football League player Philip Adams, killed himself. Adams' father, Alonzo, told a regional NBC affiliate that his son had been, quote, a good kid. I think the football messed him up, unquote. In short, he should have never had a gun. And now for some quicker quickies. George Floyd died of a lack of oxygen from being pinned to the pavement with a knee on his neck. A medical expert testified at former officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial yesterday, according to the AP. The testimony emphatically rejected the defense theory that Floyd's drug use and underlying health problems were what killed him. If Chauvin walks after all this, expect big protests. The Guardian reports that rioters were blasted with a water cannon by police as unrest stirred in the streets of Northern Ireland. After calls for calm this week, violence again flared up on the streets of West Belfast last night. Officers were seen being pelted with missiles before charging youths with dogs in order to drive them off. President Biden yesterday joined British and Irish leaders in calling for peace. Transgender rights activist and reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner and her advisors are gathering at her Malibu home next week to discuss her potential candidacy in the upcoming California gubernatorial recall election. This according to Politico. Jenner has brought aboard a team of seasoned GOP strategists, including Ryan Irwin, a former top official at the California Republican Party, and Brad Parscale, a former campaign manager to Donald Trump. A poll released last week showed support for removing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is well short of a majority. The New York Times reports that Joel Greenberg, a former local official of Florida who faces an array of federal charges, including a sex trafficking count, is expected to plead guilty in the coming weeks. The news is an indication that the defendant could cooperate as a key witness against Representative Matt Gaetz, who is under investigation.
Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie today. Join us this afternoon on The Majority Report.